Hello and welcome in to the So Rare Data Game Week 463 preview. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on So Rare. Joined once again by Harry Trades. Harry, 463, finally here.
We've been talking about it for a while, but yeah, we are here, man. It feels weird. Feels like a new game in some way. Well, it is a new game, actually. And, you know, there's new comps. It's a new game.
It is very, very new, and nobody knows what to do. And just for full disclosure, Harry and I are not here to tell you what to do. Simple as that. Thanks, everyone, for coming in. Toby said trying to build these lineups is giving me a headache. Arthur and Ricky on the podium with Toby. Well done, everyone. Thanks for coming in. Red or Dead 69, what's up? Patrick said this weekend is exciting. The weekend is exciting on Wednesday. Let's see how we feel by Saturday. Red or Dead said, my first drafts went all in for in-season teams. Then I had another look at it and realized that some of those teams were better off in a stronger classic team, which is basically where we are all going to be for the next few days. Parrot Press, what's up? It's Wilson, Mike Baston. That's right. Too much choice. Simple as that. The Mailman, what's up? Nemesis, Jesse. Appreciate everybody coming in. Nixon, Fabian, Sorahan. I'm ready for this game. How about that? Already ready.
Oh, impressive.
Jealous. Tom, what's up? DD Sober, work calls end just in time to catch this live. Hell yeah. Love those end of work calls. David, what's up? Agent Cooper, I remember clearly stating in this chat recently how much easier building lineups will be with just three competitions. Oh, how wrong I was.
I remember that comment.
Yeah.
I actually do. Like, I was thinking my job will be easy, you know, lineup building. Like, it'll be a breeze. I'll do it in 10 minutes. But no.
it was like, oh, yeah, we'll just, you know, three comps. I play the same ones in Challengers and Contenders every time. We'll be fine. No worry. Yeah, not even close. Chani, good to see you. David Alvarez. Yes, Harry, sorry about Wales yesterday. You got almost that entire prediction right, though.
I know, I was close. I was a penalty kick away. Well, maybe two, because they would have had to have missed. But yeah, I was close. I was really close. I'm, yeah, gutted, obviously. But yeah, what can you do? What can you do?
It's a big day in the Sorter Scandinavia Discord. Rosenborg are back on the platform. The season launched.
Course. They're back. As soon as I win a... Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. As soon as I win a Rosenborg card, they're relaunched.
Did you, just won one?
Yeah, I won. I finished, 19th in under-23 Super Rare 8 days ago, actually, Led. And...
The Pereira.
Yeah, the Pereira, who's injured, apparently, as well. So that's just incredible.
He's injured, and now you have a classic season card.
Yeah, I've just been absolutely fisted with that one. But that's fine. It happens.
That's a rough one. I'll stand by you on that one. What is a little strange, Harry, which I think is just kind of a product of timing, is they already had the new design with 3D cards. So the 2023 and 2024 cards are exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at him now. Yeah, it's just his haircut's different. I'm looking at Pereira right now.
Right, the pictures are different, but cards themselves are the same.
Ah, that's weird. The only difference is it has the Sorare logo on the top left is from what I'm seeing here. Right. But
slap that one up on the top left.
Yeah, and the age is obviously going to be a year older, but
Right.
that's so annoying, though.
How are you? So just in case anybody thought they were going to sneak in this first game week with new season cards. I'm one of them.
Apparently, they have 0% bonus right now. I'm looking at them on sale. The new ones have 0%, and the old Pereira has the season bonus as I'm looking at this.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll fix that.
Of course they will.
Of course. Ahmed, what's up? Toby's saying Pereira's biggest rival for the left back slot is a bigger injury, though. So maybe.
Oh, yes. Sorry if that's you watching, but.
Hello from Japan. How about that? Love that. DHR, what's up? Ricky said he's got high hope for the double game week teams. I believe our good friend Sam Tai is also very excited for his double game week Southampton. I didn't forget, and I was even reminded, even though I didn't forget, when I saw that Sulemana has two games, and I'm like, oh, sweet, 48 combined minutes. Sweet.
Agent Cooper says nope.
What's that?
I was just looking at the second game there. Southampton play away to Ipswich, which is real tough.
It may as well just be one. Yeah. No disrespect to Poland, but the Euros would be so much more fun with the Welsh fans there. Also, when Ampadu cards, Harry.
I've been saying
Harry talks about him every day.
you know, the youngest ever player to get to 50 caps for us. He's unbelievable. But I think he scored like, he was on 97 yesterday. I don't know what he had one, but he smashed. I don't know how he got a last man tackle, but that was a bit suspicious because Ben Davis actually got one and it got given. I don't know where Ampadu's came from, but yeah, he needs cards. But by the time he gets cards, he won't be under 23.
So. Right, yeah.
And I've literally watched this kid play for Wales since he was 16. So it's been like seven, nearly 8 years. It's ridiculous.
Ian, thanks about the new SD player pages. Yep, I did a lot of work on those. So yeah, I'm glad I could finally hit, you know, publish or whatever the word, whatever the button is, make it live. Just kidding. I had nothing to do with them. Many more talented people here at So Rare Data do that work. So let's dive in. I warned Harry about this before, but the matchups tab on the Game Week Center does not have the new competitions yet. We're well aware of it. We're working on it. But despite what some people think, we really don't get early access to any So Rare updates. And so when the updates come, we have to figure out what we want to attack first. The lineup builder was obviously the big one that we wanted to get through. And so we'll get there. But obviously that makes this discussion, we'll just have to move around. We'll have to remember and just a little more work. That's all. That's all. Quinny, what's up? You've missed Rosenborg cards are back. That's what they are. Or just new prints. Anyway. All right, Harry. So
come on, then.
The weird thing is that we still have All-Star. So there are still global comps. Yeah. So we've got Benfica, Bayer Leverkusen, Twente, Inter, and Celtic. Sorry, it was covered up there. Inter and Celtic are your top five. Celtic are away. The other four are at home. But boy, do they look like they're going to smash.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, what's that? Leverkusen, yeah, that's quite scary for Champ. And then, yeah, quite a few challenger teams are looking rather punchy there. Rijker are playing the team that have literally scored like half a goal, Rudez,
yeah.
so that needs to be in the conversation, even though it kind of is anyway. But that is a big one, I think, from even though it's away, it's literally, oh yeah, they've scored. They've won
10,
one game.
10 and 27.
I mean, it's not terrible. What's that, like just under 0.3 goals a game?
Who did they beat?
I know, yeah, who did they? I bet you it was Istra. Because Istra were really bad at the start of the season. No, it wasn't. It was Gorica. Ooh, okay. They're actually like middle of the
reasonable
table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But then there's only 4 points to separate ninth and what's that, sixth. So
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. But yeah. I mean, yeah, Challenger could be quite punchy this weekend then, as it always is, but you know, there's some really nice fixtures there.
That's contenders.
Contenders, sorry, yeah. I can't even say challenge. Oh. Oh, wait there. Right. No, sorry. I was thinking about like Benfica, Twente. But then, yeah, Celtic doesn't even count in that. Neither do Rijker, obviously.
And neither does Rijker, yeah.
Right, okay. So we got an even
new split
there, Led. Yeah, it's two. Top six is two of each. That's pretty fun.
Is that what it is? Let's see. Challengers, contenders, so. Challengers, champions, challengers, champions, contenders, contenders. Yeah.
Contenders, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tom showing off here, having Benfica, Leverkusen, and Inter stacks makes me excited. Can't wait to have the random DNP in each lineup to kill the excitement. Just make sure that DNP is not your captain or else that's 50%
all right,
gone.
Yeah.
Graham said that Gorica defeat cost me a podium.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Let's see. Limpy said AZ to go Division 1, Twente Division 2 in Challenger Classic. Why not the other way around? I guess maybe AZ has more of an upside. Was that the test they're playing at home? Yeah, that's fair.
I do think we need to point out, though, that obviously we're coming off the back of an international break. That is something that, like, yeah, don't take that lightly, basically. Like, try and play guys who didn't play, in their national side is the plan this weekend, I think, if you can. Obviously not ideal, because most good players play for their national team, right? But
Yeah. I was going to complain, basically, because... like Paulo Diaz played in France, like Chile played in Marseille. So he has to go. They played yesterday. Maybe they played Monday. No, yesterday. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he played yesterday, 90 minutes in France. Now has to fly all the way back to Argentina, and River Plate play Friday.
Oh, that's probably not happening, is it? If we're being honest. Well, I mean, they might. It depends. Who
Cameron
they
says,
play
"Is it
when
worth
they
me
go home?
putting my Twenta stack in Division Two Challenger Classic or in Cap 240?" I don't think anybody's gonna know. Like,
It
I'm
depends how much
fairly
you,
certain. Like, if you think that lineup smashes in 240, I'm gonna guess that the value of the reward is better in Cap 240. Like, if it's a rare, do you think
probably.
$80 is better than what you would win in Division Two of Challengers?
Maybe at this stage of the season, it's a good shout.
We'll see. We do have some other champion to, actually champion we can let's switch it all up and start with champion because this still applies. So Leverkusen, Inter, Tottenham, Stuttgart, and Barcelona are your top five. Bologna, look at that.
Learning town at home. Yeah, Bologna are quite sneaky. They've got some really good
They
players.
are quite sneaky.
They'll get pickpocketed though this year, I think, with the like Xerxes and all those type of boys. I think Lewis Ferguson, even on that page, could get a move. He's been exceptional. I'm really impressed with what he's done. But look all those home fixtures, Les. It's like 11 or so in a row. Yeah, Carafoli or Carafrioli, however we're gonna pronounce his name. He's looked really good under 23. Bukema, it's crazy. A couple of these are like, challenger sort of legends. Bukema, who else we got
Lukumi
there?
too was a challenger
Yeah,
legend.
Lukumi. Yeah, he was Genk, wasn't he? Yeah, that's pretty fun. Lewis Ferguson, Aberdeen, but we didn't. I mean, he was really good for Aberdeen, but I don't know if we had him on Surrey at the time that he was like smashing. Maybe we did. Sailemakers was a really good one in Belgium as well. Oh, look at it. I haven't touched one of these pages yet, Led. Wow. That's the first time I've seen it.
There you go.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's really nice. That pops really nice.
Yeah, the big one is this. Now you can see new season versus old season.
Oh, and it tells you the multiplier. That's funny. Oh no, that just tells
No, no,
you
no.
how
Yeah, it just
many
tells you
there
the
is.
level.
Yeah, I was
Yeah,
going to say
different cup though because Bologna,
52x.
don't have any profits. But yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was a smasher, a real smasher for Aberdeen. No, we did have him. I remember now because I remember playing under 23 really early on, and he was just like the guy for a long time. And he was overlooked for a long
Here he
time as
is.
well.
It's got the honeycomb.
Yeah, the good old honeycomb.
Let's see.
There's some really good fixtures in champ. Like scarily good.
I like this line from Charlie. Cap 240 and Global All-Stars for boomers. All the cool kids play the new comps. I'll see you in 240 then. That's me. But anyway, yeah. Who's the first away? Monaco, away to Metz.
Yeah, Mets are pretty pants.
Bayern, oh, Der Klassiker? Wow, right out of
Yeah.
an international break?
Yeah, it feels like poor timing. Is that Matthias Tell season led, maybe? No.
What does the Premier League look like? Tottenham, Chelsea, home against
Chelsea.
Burnley, Liverpool, Brighton. Is there anyone fit left for Liverpool?
I don't think so,
Let's see.
no.
There's Real Madrid, obviously not in the Premier League. Camavinga hurt. Oh.
Camavinga hurt, yeah. Well, no, to be fair, lad, I saw an update earlier. Like, he could be back this weekend.
Stop.
No, I swear. Fabrizio Romano tweeted, I'm not joking. Like, they're doing tests or something, but it's not serious at all, apparently.
Wow. All right. I'll take it. I'll take it. Villa home against Wolves. Another nice one. I think, yeah, the big one, City Arsenal to kill those stacks. Thank goodness.
The week where my only goalkeeper dies, Man City play Arsenal. Of course, like why wouldn't they? And they play. There's loads of Premier League games midweek as well, which
I was
again
gonna
is
say they're away to Forest. Let's not pretend like Sam Johnstone was gonna score 100 here. Jonah said, "You see the rumors, Giroud to LAFC." Yeah, those are old rumors. Old rumors.
old.
It's Maxime Cheneau season for LAFC. They'll have everyone speaking French in no time. Yeah, I think there's. It is weird not seeing Bayern at the top, but I guess we just have to get used to Leverkusen up there.
For sure,
It
especially
does
at
feel like
home.
Inter's up there a lot too.
Yeah, Yeah, they've been really good this year, haven't they? It feels like they just get clean sheets most games. But I did hear, I'm pretty sure Sommer could be injured.
I think I heard the same. So, like, look at, oh my God.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. So they have not lost in Serie A since.
Sassuolo.
September 27th.
Jesus.
Home against Sassuolo. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, they've flying. Look at that. What's that? 14 points. It's a lot. They've only lost one game. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That was it. Yeah. Rub saying Summer's got a sprained ankle. All right. Let's try to fake the rest of this here. So Leeds are in challengers.
Right, yeah.
As are Norwich, Preston, Southampton.
Leeds double game week. Everyone bar Leicester, because Leicester play Friday. And maybe Bristol City, not that that really matters. But yeah, Leicester play Bristol City Friday. So do actually Millwall. Millwall play West Brom
in midweek. Right. It's this midweek, right?
Yeah.
These two.
Right, okay. Yeah. So yeah, the rest I assume have double game weeks. Hull are pretty good though. Like that isn't like a gimme for Leeds. Hull are really good. They are. Come on. Dan James won't want to play football ever again now after his miss yesterday.
Come on.
I had to do it. He's an ex-Swansea player, Laird. We don't really get on.
That's fair. You can use that. That's fair.
Yeah, but half the team is as well, so I can't really say that. More than half the team.
There have been players who have been unsuccessful from the penalty spot in big chances, been big spots, and have bounced back.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So
I know. He shouldn't have never been fifth, that's all. I'll just leave it as that. Should never be taking the last pen, ever. Ever, ever, ever.
You say I'm going to leave it at that, but I don't think you're going to. So from the contender side, Real Oviedo, Holstein Kiel, Cremonese, and St. Pauli, and Venezia, who I don't think we have new cards from. Maybe we do.
Way
to be Cameron. But exactly who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So those seem fairly competitive, to be honest.
Yeah, they do, to be fair. Especially the double game weeks. I know I said I don't think the Hull fixture is great, but yeah, those double game weeks are very underrated, and they sneak up on you, don't they? Because first game doesn't go too well, but having that second game does really help things out, you know, leaderboard wise a lot of the time. So
you always want two bites if you can.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Especially with teams that like don't really rotate.
Yeah,
it's perfect. So
yeah. So he's been badgering me about this for days.
Go on.
But it's Tuggy season. Sanfrecce, biggest favorite in Asia. Contenders, we're all just looking up to Sanfrecce and Celtic, I guess. Kashima, Vissel Kobe, Makita Zavellia. Fourth, okay. Huh? Oh, because they're playing Sagan Tosu. All right, that's fair. And then up the Reds.
Boys. Up the Reds. Schultz season?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I still don't know. I don't think we're ever going to find out when he's coming back until he's back.
No, until he takes a penalty and scores.
Right. Yeah.
That's how we're going to know he's back. That's literally, I guarantee you, the game he comes back, there'll be a penalty scored in that game. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Matsuyama, who had the line of the week for me, because I was asking about Schultz, and he said he had his leg amputated, but don't worry, he's still on pens. And I was just like,
he's just taking right. with his head if he needs.
Toby, I'm not disrespecting anyone yet. We just haven't gotten to them.
Come on. Yeah. I will say, I do have a player from that first K-League team that pops on that list there, Led. I don't want to pronounce it. Guangzhou? Yeah. I won a little under-23 midfielder from there, but I've heard he's so good, he might be going to Europe.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think he's... I think it's that one there, the one who got the penalty and... Ji-sung, the right winger. Like, I got his new season, which is really fun. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's not unbelievable, but apparently, I can't remember who said it. Someone said it in a chat saying that, like, yeah, he could be primed for a move to Europe. So I won't get to enjoy him too much, maybe. Okay. Summer. But yeah.
Maybe he'll be inspired by Cecinha this week, scoring a hat trick against him.
Hat trick each. That'd be fun. 3-all.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take that. I was going to say.
We've got Shandong Luang, the Vacos team, which I apparently will never forget. But yeah, we have a lot of Chinese Super League. Where's Seoul going to? Gangwon?
Ugh, yeah.
Let's see. Wait, did I miss? There's Kawasaki. Oh, there's Yokohama. I did just miss them. So, I mean, none of these win percentages are all that high. Seems like it'll just be kind of a fairly pedestrian week in the J League and the K League. And then
yeah. I don't think we've seen that many like clean sheets and stuff, have we? I know like San Fresse have had a few, but it feels like there's just goals everywhere in the J League so far.
Is it just me, or do Olsen and John Bach play every other week?
No, they literally do. What is going
they
on?
They do, right?
Yeah, no, they, like, no, they played, actually.
It felt like they played 17 Asian Champions League games against each other, and then this is where we find out they actually never do. All right, here we go.
One.
Two.
They've already, yeah, you're right. They've played three times already.
Three. Yeah.
What? And they're playing again. Ah, okay. So they, okay, K-League. How are they already playing them again, Led, in the K-League? Or is that not this season?
No. This was the first one, and then they played twice in Champions League.
Right.
And now they play again.
So they played, that would have been twice in the K-League, no?
This week is the second one in the K-League.
Already? How does that make sense?
I mean, they're only like 12 teams, so.
Okay, fair.
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry.
No, that was last year, wasn't it?
This was last year. Last season.
Right, okay. So they played twice, but they played the first season.
It was the second to last game. I mean, that's a... Oh, no, that was the last game of the K-League season. Olsen, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, they do seem to play each other every game, though.
Yeah. Olsen do have a double game week, though. They also play against... what is that? Daejeon Citizen? This says Olsen versus Yokohama, which... I don't think... I didn't even see where Yokohama was. Maybe that wasn't it. Kim Tae-won 100 this weekend. I would love that, but I'm guessing we're talking about different Kim Tae-wons, unfortunately. Agent Cooper, yes, Rosenborg cards are back. They do have summer season, in-season utility, and they have a couple decent players.
Pereira,
which was added to my gallery 2 weeks ago to play in-season, and now he's classic. Yay!
Wow, okay.
Nixon said, I mean the Jeju guy. Yes! Where are they? Because I would love a Kim Tae-hwan, a Jeju Kim Tae-hwan 100. Mm. Do we not have odds? They're home against Pohang? Oh, Toby, good shout. Emil Fredericks in a mid now, making my forward card worth 10 times more.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 20 times. The new JPH. Let's go. Anyway, so yeah, San Freche, everybody's going to want them. It's going to be a killer when Takashi Usami scores a goal and ruins that clean sheet, though.
Yeah, it's probably just programmed.
Whoops. I wanted to go to America quickly. Look at that. America at the top of America.
That's fun.
Julian Quiñones, very questionable to play. Is that against Mazatlan? Oh, San Luis, excuse me. That's a killer. Oh.
Yeah. Monterey, Colo Colo, Atlanta. Wow, Atlanta United.
Brad Guzan season.
Oh, my God. Of course. How are they the best MLS fixture this weekend? That is worrying.
I mean,
in the sense that, like, it's a soft week, right?
Is it particularly soft?
Well, I mean, if that shows up first, Led, sure. Like, they have
a
winning game.
More about Chicago than it does about Atlanta.
But Chicago are like, they're not as bad as like the last couple of years
from
what I'm seeing so far. So, I don't know. Brady season.
You're up against Brad Guzan. There's nothing you can do about it. DC United home against Montreal. Philly home against the Reynosos.
Yeah. Philly have been shocking, though.
Mm. They're just run down. Like, the Champions League just has crushed them.
Crushed them, yeah.
But they're out now, so it doesn't matter. Houston home against San Jose. We have Tigres. Vancouver hosting Portland. Nice little short trip for them. Fairly short. Mm-hmm. There's Racing, Atlas. I believe Messi is still out.
Oh, is he? Wow.
I think the expectation was that he was going to miss this one and maybe the next one. Let me double check if I remember the name, the teams more than. Come on. Come on. Rikaman is right. Houston need Hector Herrera back ASAP.
Oh, my God. I literally nearly killed myself watching that game.
They're really bad.
No, it was no lead. It was the worst game of football I've ever seen in my entire life. Colorado, they made Colorado look like Barcelona, like 2010 Barcelona, and they still lost. So just as in like Houston won the game type of thing. It was fucking, it was nuts. It was the worst game of football I've ever seen in my life.
All right. Miami and then Monterey in the Champions League next midweek. I thought he was out for that as well, but maybe he is back for this Colorado one. If okay. I remember correctly. I mean, if you have the opportunity to play against Cole Bassett, you obviously take it.
You have to take it, yeah. You have to.
Toby said Herrera is still 3 to 4 weeks out. I thought it was longer than that.
Yeah, I did as well.
Yeah. There's River Plate. Let's see. LAFC coming off. They're away to Colorado after their MLS special victory that everybody wasn't so happy about. Anyway, so those are all challengers. Obviously, the MLS guys on this page are in challengers. Everyone else is in contenders.
Yeah.
So who are the top contenders ones that we actually have teams for? I guess, well, we don't, America's not fully licensed.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Católica that's licensed, right? Or is it? It is not. Okay.
No.
Oh,
no.
That's Romo.
Romo season. Yeah.
That was his team. So who? Tigres, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. Seems a
bit. And they're what, 52% playing away?
Soft. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing too crazy.
Yeah, there's nothing crazy in general about any. I know there's a split between those fixtures there, obviously, yeah. Challenger contender, but nothing jumps out.
No.
Crazily, does it, apart from America, like you said?
But, and they don't even have that many cards. Like Quiñones is possibly out. I know Valdez is, I think he's back in training.
Okay.
But I guess we do have these two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Mm. Yeah, nothing wild.
And then Challenger Europe, which is now split between challengers and contenders. So we were mentioning contenders, Celtic, Rijeka, Rangers, there's Molde,
PSV,
Spartak Moscow. Just one of those that like hasn't been minted in years and they still have like every player has cards.
Yeah. And they've gone through like multiple keepers and they just still managed to, yeah.
Yeah, somehow Maximenko is like back and everyone's like, all the OGs are like, oh, my card from 2012. Yeah, I still have that.
Yeah. Oh, Maximenko, what a player.
Yeah. Oh, is it Ugaldi season?
Ooh.
I don't think so yet. I don't think it's Mattson season.
It's not?
Well, he has a fairly tough matchup this week, I think, doesn't he?
Bromby at home, I think it is.
Yeah, no, Bromby's tough.
Is it?
You're right. You're right. Yeah, that'll be a really good game, but not for people who are hoping for loads of fantasy points.
Right, yeah.
Toby's right here. It's JPH season, though. Still looking for that forward card if anyone wants to sell. Here's Budo. Oh, I got some flack for my pronunciation yesterday, understandably.
Evian?
But it's also like Hakon.
Evian. Oh, okay. Not Hakon. Hakon. Okay.
Not Hakon. Yeah, Hakon.
Hakon. Okay.
I'm trying, Hakon. Guys. I'm trying. Alex said the opponent is irrelevant. It is always Mattson's.
Yeah, I'm with Alex there. And like, you should be as well now.
I really should be.
Yeah, you really should be.
If there is ever a season that I need, it's Madison.
Oh, that's killing me. That's funny.
Toby is fully on the Dominic Fitz train here. Austria Vienne playing in the relegation or the relegation side of the bracket or the table now. They're just going to smash.
Yeah.
Like, he might be the best player on the platform for the rest of the season.
And Quinny just got rid of him. Quinny. Yeah, he traded him away. Traded his rare away.
I had his rare once and I traded it away in a really, really, really bad deal.
Really?
Let's relive this one.
Let's relive. Hold on.
Oh, you know when you send it to Basil, you lost.
Yeah, immediately.
Oh.
And you say, yeah.
What's you know what? Is that Fitz is now the best player in this deal, like by far.
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't it? Like, in a way. But and yeah, I didn't see the cash sent. If there was no cash sent, then I'd be like, you know what? It's not great, but oh, Basil.
In fairness, from like a point. Wise, like Mazraoui, I think Mazraoui literally banged 100 the game after I sent this.
He did, yeah, I remember.
And so I was like, all right, I'm dead. But like, I also got rid of this Minans card. Oh, to another bot, sweet.
And he's like the best midfielder on the game.
I actually feel okay about this deal.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just got rid of this Herdecki card.
Oh, did you? Ooh. I was in that deal. Goodbye, champ, baby. Goodbye,
oh, my
champ.
Goodness. Quinny did it for an Angelino super rare? Quinny, what are we doing? Anyway, there's Rosenborg. And yeah, here's the man himself.
Okay, so he's the new boy on the block, is he? What, and you have his forward card, do you?
I do. All of his old cards were... Now, classic cards are forwards.
Okay. Super rare or rare? Yeah.
No, just rare.
Ooh, he looks fun. Okay. Just like an AA. But does he play up front or is he like a center mid? Or a cam?
I think he plays.
Oh, he does play up front. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they do this.
Right. So he's like an inside forward maybe or whatever. Okay. Winger. So.
That's crazy that his new cards are midfield. There's really no reason. Absolutely no reason for that.
That is strange. That's like a Saka situation where he's a winger. Yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fiborg. I'll take
that. Is that a smash? Yeah.
That's challengers, not contenders. Oh,
right. Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. Yeah. So we got the Austrian split. There are Zenit boys.
Yeah, nice fixture. Carter away.
There's Mattson.
There he is.
I've got Brøndby's tough. Not great for. I'm actually surprised that Copenhagen are bigger favorites against Brøndby than Midtjylland are.
Hmm. Yeah, Brøndby
are full-fledged homer. So what do I know?
Yeah, you're biased there. We can't ask you that.
I should be biased with Copenhagen too, but.
Yeah, true.
But really, the plus 15 here is what seals the
100%.
Let's see. There's a little Bruges derby.
Yeah. Yeah, Circle versus Club.
Let's see. Oh, Salzburg's real low. Oh, way to Sturm Graz. All right.
Yeah, not easy in any way.
Nope. Is it Yari season?
No, it's never Yari season. Come on. Jesus, don't ask such a stupid question.
You sounded like genuinely offended that I asked. No.
It's because I think you sent me the L50 with all the injury in the last literally six games. I think there was like three or four. Yeah, it's tough. What's that? Rittersport don't have a game.
They play next week, yeah.
Oh, okay. But it shows on the list. Interesting.
No, it's in the lineup.
Yeah, get in the lineup build up. This is just for art.
Is he challenger? Yeah, here he goes.
Yeah, he is. Where is he to?
Here you go. Yeah. Hurt. Oh, my God. Hurt. Sub. Hurt. This is why it's classic. So he gets hurt, comes back, gets a 53. You're like, all right, here we go. 92, you're like, it's Yari season.
It's back. We're back.
Hurt. Sub. Hurt. Hurt.
That is... That last four, or maybe last five, because the 92 makes it really ironic. That is the craziest L5 if you like know Yari in that sense and like know that he's just always injured. Like, and, not many players get injured that often.
And like sub against Yupin, hurt against whatever RWDM is, and hurt against Courtrike.
The best three matchups.
Why are we getting hurt for those games?
It's nuts. It's so unlucky. Oh, don't. He'll get me started.
Anyway, what is this Rhizospore stuff? Why does Sora Data show my Rhizospore goalkeeper playing in 463?
Oh, is this a glitch?
It doesn't show 464, but having this problem. So they start right at the deadline. Is that why? Maybe we have to update times or something. I don't know. I don't know. We'll look into it though. All right, let's see. Any other? We're already pretty far down here. So, like, Sanjiloal, way to gank. That's not so good. Ooh. Hajduk split against Zagreb. Dinamo Zagreb.
Yeah, that's a tough one. My Mechelen versus Leuven playing against each other again. And they played each other in the last game of, you know, before the playoffs. So.
Oh, they go back to back?
Yeah, but that they That's scored fun. Literally 90th minute to mean that they weren't in the relegation one, if that makes sense. So
right.
They're now in like the Kushti one where they play like standard Liège.
Yeah. That is
great. Toe Blaze and season, baby.
That's one of my favorites. Like I appreciate the split in half, but the split into thirds.
Yeah.
Let's go. Toby's blaming daylight savings. For that, so yeah, maybe on by Sunday it'll correct itself. I don't know. It shouldn't. I don't know because the game starts at 4 o'clock. Yeah, so maybe we go ahead, right? So 4-3. I don't know. I got nothing. Rigamon said, "Do we think Yari just doesn't like to play the shit games?"
Maybe.
But doesn't he think about our SO5 lineups?
I know, surely he knows by now. He's been on the platform for like 12 years. Surely he knows. There's no way he hasn't been tweeted like once a day for the last.
Wasn't he the one who was like DMing people to buy his signature card?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
he's well aware.
He's well aware that people play this game and he's just murdering our lineups.
For real. For real. Yeah, take the Genk game off. Don't take the Courtrike one off. Anyway, let's just look at All-Star Limited here. These are just the best players this week. Mm-hmm. Hyungmin Son, Jonathan Vieira. How about that?
Yeah, that's a weird one. Well, he's on loan, isn't he, or something, from Las Palmas. And yeah, apparently he's like semi-back.
Osasuna apparently just terrible against people named Jonathan Vieira. Tuggy said Yari wanted 10 ETH for a signature card. I don't think that's right. I don't think it was 10.
He might have at the time because ETH was low.
Maybe. Look at David Rahm this high.
He's so good for like an assist 100 type of game. You know, those type of like, yeah, like high 80s.
I didn't know he turned the corner on. Wow.
Yeah, he's always been a good player there around, but
yeah,
it's just you just need those players to get an assist, basically. Like if he gets that cross in, Openda taps it in, then you're just flying. Like that's what you're hoping for there. I have the DMs, he said. That's amazing.
Right. I see you, Tuggy. All right, let's see. Cole Palmer, what is this? How many cards the other player sell a signature? He's asking for 100,000. Yeah, no one's ever going to pay that. Hey, remember when I was like, I should buy a Cole Palmer? And I said no. Sam Ty was like, don't do that.
Oh yeah, it was to be fair, it wasn't me, was it? I think Sam takes that one. Well, it was him and Gallagher, wasn't it? Like, it was a duo type of...
And they literally had a double decisive that game.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I would never have talked you out of buying Cole Palmer. The Gallagher one was a bit like, I mean, he's good, but he's not Cole Palmer. And
yeah,
that'd be a lovely card. I'd love a Cole Palmer.
And now he's home against Burnley. Let's see, Hanko. There's Sho Sasaki, ahead of Grimaldo. How about that?
That's not right.
Although those yeah. J-League San Freche guys are like, see, he's the best one.
Yeah, Sho Sasaki, baby. Ooh, Lassonet, okay.
Bottom there's of the Madison. League. Oh, yeah, Tottenham home against Luton.
Brennan sees him. Mittelstadt, he's been amazing.
New season... Yeah. Vicario, Poro, and Madison for this game week. I am selling. You can have
as a bundle, or are you happy to sell them as a
bundle? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I had a Brennan, but he sold. Sorry.
Yeah. Led trades now, isn't it? It's not led in you.
I was going to make the joke, but the fact that you guys call my son Larry, but I was like, Larry trades. Yeah. Anyway, there's Fabian Ruiz, Douglas Luiz, Sugawara, Matt Ryan with the long trip home.
Yeah. Ooh, that Sara double game week could be fun for Norwich. Home against Plymouth and then whatever else they have, I don't really know, but that'll be... it's Leicester. Yeah, it is. Wow.
And then okay. They play Ipswich after that, too.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible. He is a smash, though.
Tell me you have a Rocky without telling me you have him. Miki Fuisasaki hasn't even been the best center back at San Freche start the season. What's funny, so I just got the Araki super rare, and I copy so many of Miki Fu's moves, and I didn't even know he had one, and now it just looks like I'm still copying him.
That's class. That's really funny.
All right. Tuggy also in the Iraqi. Well, he's got everyone, so where is he? We got Shiotani here ahead of both. Come on, guys. Hold on.
Shocking.
Oh, maybe we just missed him. I wonder if they're just countless. Oh, here we go. I was going to say, they're just like endless triple A's. He's the last triple A.
Ooh. They're going to just smash on there, and I'm just going to be really annoyed.
Yep.
Well, actually, Gamba have your boy, the guy up front.
Usami.
Yeah, so surely he scores a hat trick. Yeah.
Okay. I don't need a hat trick. I just need one.
Okay. You can't play them in the same lineup, though, Leigh, can you?
No. Yeah, No.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what also still exists, Harry? Under 23.
It does. It's still with us in the same form, but it just feels like we've been fisted a little bit.
Maybe not. Maybe after this week, when you win Bellingham, you're like, I still love you, 23.
It still works, yeah. Well, there's only two. If you're playing it at rare, there's only two chances at Bellingham this weekend, and that is first or second place. So I'm pretty sure we used to have more star rares than that there, didn't we? Surely.
You track that much more than I do. Well, so
you definitely did in under 23 rare plus. I just don't really know that for sure in under 23 rare, but now we don't even have rare plus. So. Well, actually, it's easy to do. We could just go on Sora Data and have a look at rewards.
Sorry, Alex Combs said Santi Cazorla, AAA, what year are we? 2016.
He's smashing.
Wow.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe not.
48 AA.
Yeah, I know. He's like, he's the man again. One of my favorite players, Santi.
To be honest, literally one of my favorite players ever.
He's just beautiful, like the most beautiful football you can ever watch. Oh my god, things he can do with a football is it's just incredible. Led, we've been fisted a little bit. Well, That's crazy. I've gone to game week 459 and Mickey Fu won under 23 and he won Vinny, but there was only two stars to be fair in there. If I go to Rare Plus, there was four stars given out, but we don't even have Rare Plus now. So I'm just surprised that, you know, maybe we're in three. Like, you think if you're going to get rid of Rare Plus, I know the rewards go elsewhere as well, but you know what I mean? Like, surely that feels a bit tight, no?
Are there stars in the reward boxes?
Oh, good point. Let's have a look. Oh, okay. Well, no, there is no reward boxes for under 23.
Oh,
is there?
All right.
Because you can only win. No, there's not. You just win cards and
Yeah. Classic. I forgot about that. Yeah. Huh.
There's a tier one in under 23 super rare as the, yeah, obviously there's a super, and there's 12 stars in under 23 limited.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems light.
It does seem light, doesn't it?
Yeah. Charlie said, I'd be surprised if we don't see U23 in season by the start of next season. I think you're completely wrong, though. I would be shocked if they had it.
I don't want to put any money down on anything.
Global cash prizes, a global cash competition, I just don't see happening.
Well, at least, well, like you said, on the topic of boxes, if we do have divisions, then surely we have boxes, right? Surely to God. It doesn't mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being optimistic there, but sure. Why else would you, what's the point having divisions really, other than, because like the whole point of divisions is giving people like in the top 25% a chance to not win a card, but win a box type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think you're grasping at straws. Paul said, just starting from the start now, lads, hoping you kick off the show by saying it's Bologna and Pander season. So it's not Enrique Bologna season.
It's but, the
Serie although A. I did see he was training, Harry.
Yeah, he's back.
Training I photo.
Yeah, I forgot to tell. I told you, Len. I think I told you. Did I tell you?
I didn't know. I saw a picture either last night or this morning. It was the clear training, like good high claim. Yep.
Yeah. Knees look amazing for a 40-year-old. 41, actually, I think. Or whatever he is.
But there's no way it's Pander season. Like, why would it be? Did I miss something?
No, I don't think it is.
No. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Mickey's. Yeah.
But if that's not the Bologna you were talking about, yes, we did actually talk about Bologna. So you have that. Anyway. So U23s, it's all the same guys. Look at Josh Sargent ahead of Florian Wirtz.
That's amazing. But Led, the big thing is like, are we going to see the smasher, you know, challenger players, your Gertruders, Sugawara, Xavi Simons and Champ? Are they going to be in under 23 this weekend? Are they going to be used in Champ / challenger or whatever? You know, that's the big one, I think, for me.
I feel like it just depends on.
Because think about it, the prizes are way better now on paper in Champ. Or in chat, right. As far as like wanting to win boxes. You can't win a box in under 23. So I don't think, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see what the lineups actually look like. I don't think there'll be that much emphasis on trying to do well in under 23 if you've got like semi-good lineups elsewhere that could, you know, push for better prizes potentially in other comps. I think that dynamic, I'm excited to see how that all pans out.
I think there's a possibility that people were playing like suboptimal U23 lineups before just because they were like, oh, I like U23. And now it's like, hey, are you sure you want to, if you have like one really good one, are you sure you want to like use it in U23 as opposed to like champions? I almost feel like you're more likely to use one in champions than in challengers and contenders because like theoretically you can win champion cards in U23. So like if you wanted to win champion cards, you could play your U23 either in champion or U23. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I just think the contemplation between if I have two AA matchups or let's say call them AAAs and I have like Daiba Caicedo, who's it like a challenge, a contender card under 23. Yeah. And then I have Wirtz forward card. I know for a fact I'm playing Caicedo in under 23. If I can like, you know, do something nice in champ and obviously play Wirtz there. I think that's where it gets like, you're going to see the, you're going to just see a lot more contender cards, I think, in under 23.
I think that's exactly, that's what I tried to say. Yes, I agree with you.
Sorry.
It's Mitsuda season. Is it Somerville season?
Did he have a DA a couple of games ago? I'm pretty sure he might have. Yeah, he's back led. Oh, no, it wasn't a DA. It was just a really good AA game. He's back.
5 attempted assists. Jeez.
Could be back. Could be.
I'm not sold. let's see. There's Musiala, Saka, THB. There's Gallagher.
There he is. Home to Burnley. I was going to say you could play all three, but you couldn't play Enzo, Gallagher, and Cole Palmer in the same team, unfortunately. All mids.
Thank God for multi-entry.
Ooh, I do see...
Yeah, why would I want to buy this card? So this is... I was going to buy him for the Crystal Palace game. Yep. And then 23 AA, 15 with an assist.
Against City, that is as well, one of them.
Anyway,
the one that got away. Well, actually, the two. Ooh.
So, Harry, here's my Nico Mantle problem that I have this week. He has arguably the best matchup you can ever have. I'm serious. This is home against
semi-pro team. Yeah.
I have his new season rare. Do I play him in Challenger's new season? All-star?
Yeah.
U23?
Yeah. I mean, depends how good your Challenger and season team could be. If it's Madsen season, then I'd be... Yeah, you just got to compare the... I'd compare the four outfielders in Chal compared to your U23 and go, okay, what does this do?
I apologize for doing this on stream, but I'm just going to do it.
No, let's do it. I want to know who the teams are.
By the way, I literally have a draft called Fun.
That's amazing.
what did we say? It was Challenger in season rare.
Yeah.
Just the straight up triple A.
Triple A, baby. We love it.
And let me get Mattson in because
you have to.
Because I have to. Yeah.
So another two in seasons.
Let me take, I don't want to play super rares here. Although I can. Yes. All right. Just won Jao Mario.
Okay. That's interesting.
And Dalland his home against Bruges, Club Bruges, which is
he
a bit
might
of a
be busy, but yeah.
I don't think I have any other new seasons. Yeah.
Any mids? So this was it. Yeah. Because you sent us the team, didn't you, with coach you captain, baby. Oh, lad. I've been telling everybody that they've been crying out for Flo, and it just feels like it finally has come into fruition. But I don't know. Thing is, who could you play at under 23 mid? Definitely not Yari. Because obviously, well, let's say you don't. Who is it? Sorry,
I said Kirchu. I could play Soren. He's had three goals over the break. I learned for the U21s.
Oh wow, yeah, he looks really good right now.
Actually, you know what? This Marquez card is a new season card. Also, this should be highlighted because Liga MX hasn't ended yet.
Ned, you might want to go in U23. You know, go in with Evian and. And Haag or Haig.
Oh.
Could be quite fun.
I was told Kim Tae-hwan scoring 100 this week.
Okay. Ooh, Felix. Fredrickson?
He's not going to play. Oh, right.
You could win under 23 here with a load of Scandinavian boys.
I think Evian is... not going to play 90 if he starts.
Oh, really?
Sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, shout out to Toby here.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just annoying that you're using two in-season cards, but this is going to be the contemplation lead. Everyone's going to go, well,
this is it. This is it. Right
I played three in here. I could just play four and play Chal or play contender or whatever, and then you just suck because your lineup's actually rubbish compared to everyone else. You just forced your way into a four-man season. I mean, it's good. Austin are rubbish.
This is also egregious.
Wait, why don't you play Sorensen?
Oh, I could, yeah.
Instead of Jesus, or even, yeah. I mean, it's a solid team. I think that's what a lot of these under 23 teams are going to look like. It's going to be, you know, that type of setup where it's minimal champ teams, champ players if possible, because you're going to want to play them elsewhere. You're going to want to win. Well, I say you're going to want to win these reward boxes, but maybe after the first game week when everyone starts opening star rares and stuff and, you know, all that kind of jazz. I really do think it could be those are the setups we're going to see in some way.
Could be. Could be. When we get to my lineups, that's how I know we're done. So I apologize for making everybody make my lineups for me. Harry does his own streams where he makes other people's lineups. So don't do that. Go over to the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Go subscribe if you haven't already. And he'll do your lineups for you. Simple as that. Fun fact, I probably shouldn't share this, but nobody has created more lineups in the lineup builder than Harry Trades this year.
We'll just leave it as that.
Thank you to everybody for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny, who was here earlier. There'll be more tomorrow. We have a guest for Sawyer Andrews.
Ooh.
I'm super excited about it. And you guys will find out who it is probably later when you see the thumbnail. But anyway, thank you everybody for coming. If anybody wants to like chat about their lineups, feel free to send me a message. Go into Harry's streams. He'll just answer all your questions for you also. So do that. So yeah, thank you everybody. And good luck with these lineup builds.